Joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, the wonderful Emily Schumann, Deputy Director of Meeting the Challenge, also Rocky Mountain ADA Center.
Hi.
It's a treat to have you here. It's a special time. It is 30 years since the implementation of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And you spend your time helping people get into compliance with the ADA, right?
Yeah, we help people understand their rights and responsibilities under the Americans with Disabilities Act. As you said, the act was passed into law in July of 1990. So we're celebrating the 30th year all year long. And it was the first comprehensive civil rights law for people with disabilities.
And an interesting thing, because the spirit of the law is being abused by bad people. They are called serial plaintiffs, and they do a thing called a drive-by lawsuit.
Yes.
It has the potential to affect businesses pretty harshly. So describe, if you don't mind, what a drive-by lawsuit is, because that's the thing that caught my attention about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a drive-by lawsuit is basically when you have, like you said, a serial plaintiff and a lawyer who go around driving from business to business looking for violations of the ADA. And then they will sue you, but then turn around and say, hey, if you want to settle this, just give us $5,000, $10,000 and we'll make it go away.
Yeah.
And so it's an ineffective practice because they don't usually go back and see if any of the accessibility issues have been remedied. So it's really just kind of a method to extort money from small businesses. And it certainly does not, it's not in alignment with the spirit of the ADA, like you said.
No, and that's one of the things we want to be very, very careful to point out, that the ADA is not some men in black organization that is there to come and stomp your business into the ground. If you are out of compliance, the best thing you can do, if you come to recognize that or if you're not sure, is get in touch with an organization like Rocky Mountain ADA Center, mm-hmm. and you will go and do a site inspection. That site inspection helps to point out there is some nuance in the ADA law, a lot of conditions, so every place is a little different. And it's you're not going to set a business up to spend a bajillion dollars getting into compliance, but you are going to work with them. And then having done that, they're heading off, they're being vulnerable to the drive-by lawsuit, serial plaintiffs with a lawyer in their front seat, driving around looking to cause you problems. And we know who they are because the telltale sign is that there's no follow-up, mm-hmm. and they will offer to settle quickly. And that's the heartburn that I get over this. So we want to make it clear that the ADA are not the bad guys here.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, as we said, this is a civil rights law. It's meant to make sure that people with disabilities have equal access to opportunities in the public world, just as the rest of us do.
And you gave a wonderful number. We were together a few days ago and interviewing in a different setting, and I thank you for that because it was very enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
That number stands out because it is how many billions of dollars businesses are losing in the economy if they cannot accommodate people with disabilities.
That's right. It's something like $400 billion of discretionary income globally is what people with disabilities have to spend at businesses every year.
Yeah. So for a business owner, you can keep yourself from being vulnerable with a simple phone call and a quick inspection,
mm-hmm.
right? You can also gain new market share in and among a group of wonderful people who work. They make money. They have discretionary income. They don't want anything more but to be able to get into your business with no barriers so that they can give you their money for the product and service that you have. It's the bad guys are the drive-by guys. And they're also doing it online. They're surf buys.
Right.
So they're looking for problems in compliance with the ADA on your website. So mm-hmm. you've got to be a little bit careful there too. What shall we suggest to our listeners is the best approach here?
Yeah, we definitely recommend people give us a call. We can help them understand what their responsibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel like they need a more comprehensive look at their business, you know, we can talk about doing that for them. We are not the ADA police. We're not an enforcement agency. We simply just provide information and help people understand what they need to do.
And the website is also a wealth of information.
Yes, exactly. Our website is rockymountainada.org.
And the best phone number to call?
1-800-949-4232.
Emily Schumann, Deputy Director of the Rocky Mountain ADA Center.
Yes.
Under which operates also Meeting the Challenge, mm-hmm. which is both organizations are all about working with businesses and community who have disabilities to make sure that businesses and that community can meet, greet, and do business together.
Absolutely.
You are so wonderful for being here. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for everything you do.
And to you, Ted. Thank you.